It's been a while, but anime's back.
What? Sorry, huh?
Anime has returned.
What is anime?
Japanimation.
Oh, the Japanimation.
Japanimation.
Why'd you just say that in the first
place? I'm sorry. We're back after a 4 month hiatus.
Hot damn.
Because I believe we put a pause on Code Geass R2 when you went to Japan.
I did, yeah.
And then when you came back, we had some changes here in my home.
Yes.
And
we just couldn't do it.
We couldn't do it for a bit.
But then we forgot.
Then we forgot.
And then one of us was like, hey, remember Code Geass?
And now we're here today, 4 months later. So don't call us quitters. We're just very long at completing the task.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, where we're picking up is episodes 13 and 14 of Code Geass R2. And as a quick refresher.
Yes, please.
Just refresh me quickly. Remember that where we last left our heroes, Lush had helped the Chinese Empress.
Yes, the little girl.
And her soldier boy.
Yeah.
Shen Yu. Guan Yu.
Guan Yu.
Zhao Yu.
I'm glad you're fucking this up, because if I fuck it up, it's racist.
I can't remember his name. Xing Tu? I can't remember. You know what? Forget it.
Zhu Geliang.
We all know that he's the pretty long-haired Chinese.
While you're talking, I'm going to look it up.
Warrior. They were stuck in a mountain. And basically, Britannia turned on the senior, I want to say, staff consultants of the Chinese Empire.
Li Jingke.
What? Oh, Xingku.
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 Yeah, okay.
Look at that pretty bitch.
Yeah, Britannia turned... Okay, first of all, Xingku turned on the Chinese.
Yeah.
Because he's like, listen, I thought I was helping you get the princess back, not to murder her.
Yeah, I'm only here for my girl.
So when they're like, nah, we're killing her, they're like, So the Chinese basically, number one warrior, turned on the Chinese.
He's like, bye.
And when that happened, Britannia's like, oh, we starting a coup? We're going to turn on the Chinese too.
Yeah, you want to join us?
Let's do it. And that leaves the Lucian team in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
To which, at this point, Lelouch comes out with, like, his awesome mecha.
Yeah.
That has the ability to, like, summon a diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a barrier diamond.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
And then his ship shoots a fucking laser cannon at him.
That was also very cool.
So that it's split by his diamond barrier, and he just kills everybody.
Everyone. Yeah, that was right as fuck.
Yeah. And then Xingku and the Empress thank them, and they go off back to wherever. Lelouch goes back to Area 11.
You know what that is? Mm. That is, what's in Mass Effect? The Hive Queen?
Oh, yeah.
The Hive Queen will remember this. Like, that type of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone goes back to their respective places now. You know, the Chinese Empress has she's kind of like in hiding now.
Yep.
Zero's back in Japan conducting some wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do, they had a joke episode in episode 12, which was basically it was a game in high school.
Yeah. What was that? What's that girl's name? Millie?
Yeah, Millie.
And she's getting married, and it was her last day, so she went to, like, this fun thing.
Yeah, and it's basically a love game. Like, you have to steal the person you like's hat.
And if they steal the hat, they have to go on a date with you or something?
Something like that. Yeah. And she wanted Lelouch's hat.
Everyone wanted Lelouch's hat.
Well, who doesn't want Lelouch's hat? I want Lelouch's
Not
hat.
Me.
Loser. So that was a whole joke episode. Some stuff happened.
I want
the whole point of the episode, though, like, even though you think it's a joke, the last scene, Jeremiah returns.
Orenji
returns, and he has the Geass Canceller. He can erase Geass powers.
Of course.
Yes, yes. They do explain that in further episodes, how he gets it.
Yeah.
But he randomly activates it in the city.
It's got AoE.
Yes. And Shirley just happens to be there.
She gets all her memories back, baby.
Yes. So Lelouch's Geass Center is removed. Everything comes back. And she goes into a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we pick up here with episode 13. Shirley knows everything. The episode is called Assassin from the Past.
Okay.
I don't recall too much here, except that Shirley calls out Suzak.
Yeah.
Because she wants to talk to him about something. Mm-hmm. Lelouch is there.
And they're all hanging. They're all being buddy buds.
Buddy buds. And bros. And, yeah. And Suzak is kind of just like, wait, why am I being buddy buddy? You fucking murdered Yuffie.
Yeah. And then Shirley.
Shirley wants to confront both of them. But then but then she kind of like gets lost in her mind. And she's like, no.
I can't do it.
You're all liars.
You're all fucking fakes.
Yeah. And she wants to commit suicide.
Tries to jump off a building.
Lelouch and Suzak
teamwork.
Save her. Yep. They save her. And then at this point, Shirley's like, wait a minute. If he's Zero, having Suzaku here while he takes this call is not good. I'm going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And Lelouch can handle it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So she gets rid of Suzaku. Lelouch has to go deal with some shit, mm-hmm. which is basically Jeremiah coming to kill him.
Yeah.
Or so he thinks.
Because Jeremiah has been rebuilt as a cyborg.
Yes.
We've learned with Sakura Dite.
Yeah.
And he fucking aced my favorite ninja maid.
Yes, he did.
How dare he?
He did.
How dare he?
He did ace her, yeah. But so
Therese Doctor.
Yeah. But Lelouch has a trap for Jeremiah with the trains.
Of course he fucking does, because this is where I forgot about, like, how this show works. Which is, you just gotta assume that for any situation, Lelouch has a plan.
Lelouch wants to
especially if it's a new technology that's never been introduced in the show, and he somehow conveniently placed it on a train that's on the top level of a skyscraper.
Yeah.
What?
Good shit.
That's where I was watching that shit, and I'm like, I guess.
Mm.
Sure. 700 IQ play. Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think they're actually using that soccer net for something else. Like, it's for a future mission.
Okay.
But the EMP from it, he knew what it would be useful for.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he uses it on Jeremiah, but then Jeremiah's like, are you Zero?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, boy.
Yeah. And now that you're going to die, I can let you know everything.
Yeah. And then he's like, but I serve Lady Marianne.
My mom's?
It's like, yes. And I still serve Lady Marianne.
Dun, dun, dun.
I am loyal to you, your majesty. And Lelouch is like, well, fuck me. I could always use the next set of hands, so come to my side. Mm-hmm. While this conversation is happening, Shirley has gotten rid of Suzaku. Mm-hmm. And she's now back to find Lelouch because she's like, I know the truth. He's done some wrong, but I forgive him because I love him.
And like, even if you killed my dad, I know you didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
I still love you.
You're caught up
even
in all this.
I lost my memories, I fell in love with you again.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's going to find him, and she finds a gun on the floor from like people that Jeremiah have killed.
Yeah.
And she's going, and she comes across Rolo.
Yeah.
And Rolo's like, suspicious, like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, we're friends, Rolo, right? Because you're Lelouch's brother, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to help him. And he gets suspicious. And then she says, I want to help him reunite with Nunnally.
Yeah. With his true...
With his sister.
With his true
With
love.
His Imoto-chan.
Yeah.
And Rolo can't have that.
He's like, nah. It's just me and my big bro.
Yeah. It's just me and my Oni-chan.
Yeah.
It's just me and my Aniki, you know?
My Aniki. Was he part of the Yakuza now?
And all you see is Rolo activate his Gyas.
And you're like, why? Why do you do that? Why do you
and
do
it
that?
Cuts to Lelouch running back.
Yeah.
He's like, Jeremiah's on our team. Set up thing. I'm heading to station whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's heading, he comes across a body in blood. And it's fucking Shirley.
So, of all the twists, yes. Right? Even with Yuffie
yeah.
And all that shit. Like, that was like, oh, fuck, that's a good... I did not see this coming for a million years. I never thought they would have killed off Shirley.
Yeah. So they kill Shirley, and at this moment, Shirley explains her whole entire story to Lelouch. Like, I know everything. I love you. I will always love you. When I die and get reborn, I will still love you.
Yeah.
I will be reborn to love you. I will love you to the end of time.
Yeah.
And
Lelouch gave her the ultimate command.
Yeah, he said,
don't die.
Don't die. He used the command that he used on Suzaku.
Yeah.
And it's just the don't die. And it was so sad because you could tell she couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. And they had the whole thing, like, while she's bleeding out, like, yeah. the command redness in her eyes is, like, flickering, like it's a fucking power-off button. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
And you just see Lelouch ball his eyes out, and he yells.
His pupils got very small.
Yes. And that's when, that's the end of the episode. And yeah. It's a twist, all right. The episode 14 picks up exactly where 13 left off, called Gia's Hunt. And Lelouch at this point has stopped crying, but Rollo comes up to console him and be like, what's up?
Yeah. And, well, Shirley's dead.
Yeah, Shirley's dead. And Rollo confesses to killing her.
Yeah. It's like, it's just me and you now.
And yeah, and Rollo basically explains his reasoning, like, she knew too much. She blah, blah, blah. She's
going to out you.
Yeah. And Lelouch turns around, puts on his fakest ass, cheeriest smile, and says, yes, brother, you did the right thing. It's just me and you.
You conniving bitch!
Yes.
I love it!
Yeah, and at that point, the rest of the episode is basically, somehow Lelouch finds, oh, because he has Jeremiah.
Yes.
They find the underground city with V2.
Yeah, with V2, with their dad.
And basically, it's the city that they create all the Geass kids.
Yes.
So all the flawed Geass experiments are there. And Lelouch takes the, what are they called? The Black Knights? Mm-hmm. And he orders them to commit genocide on them all.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so kids, women, everyone.
Yeah, fucking Rolo, Luke Skywalker. Not Luke Skywalker, he Anakin's.
Oh, he Anakin's kids. The kids, yeah. Yeah, he
Anakin's some kids.
Yeah.
Oh, brother Rolo, you're back. I am.
Yeah. As the whole underground city is like basically being turned over upside down, V2's like, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna take care of this shit.
I'm gonna let these my monks, they're gonna hit up the high speed train.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be Gucci.
Yeah. But I'll buy you time. I got the best mech out there. Yeah. I got the orange.
I got a fucking Beyblade.
Yeah. Watch it happen. So he gets, so V2 gets out there and he pretty much like wrecks shit for a bit. Mm-hmm. And Lelouch is like, there's only one way we can do this, Rolo. You gotta grab hold.
Oh, yeah. So that's the thing. Like, the rest of this episode, Lelouch is like, I'm gonna send Rolo to die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna get him to do the most, hardest shit. And then I planted a bomb on his mech.
Yeah.
So when he gets there, I'm gonna blow his ass up.
Yeah.
Fuck this kid. He's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolo, being the loyal little brother that he is,
yes,
he sacrifices half his mech, and he actually holds on. And then he gets...
He's about to be blown up by Lelouch.
Yeah, and then he gets shot off
or something. Yeah, he gets shot off, and he's like, no!
Yeah. At this point, Cornelia has escaped her captivity.
Yes.
And she has a mech with, like, a billion guns somehow.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking rad.
And
she's got heavy arms.
She more or less, like, wrecks the giant orange mecha.
Yeah.
And then Lucia's team goes in for the kill.
There's also the thing, the side story, while this is all going on, where Nunnally is talking to female Domon.
What's her name? Oh, Colin.
Talking to Colin. And then, I haven't watched the show in so long. What's his rival's name?
Suzaku
shows up and he goes, Colin, I need to talk to you. I'm pretty sure Lelouch killed Shirley.
Shirley, yeah.
And then he says one of the dumbest lines I've heard in this show, which is, all the proof and all the evidence shows that he didn't do it, but I have a feeling. And it's like, bruh. Come on.
But that's how the greatest detectives operate.
I guess.
On a feeling.
I got a gut feeling.
I got a hunch.
I'm wrong about it, but I got this gut feeling. And I think, I think this is Suzaku's ploy into trying to take a Lelouch playbook item. Where I think he knows Lelouch didn't do it. Yeah. I don't think Lelouch has it in him to kill Shirley, and I think Suzaku knows that. But if Suzaku can convince Colin of doing it,
yeah.
And they got both the best mech fighters on one side.
Yeah.
Like, bro, that's a win-win.
Yeah. Throughout the episode, they also, Lelouch basically is never in the Zero costume. Mm-hmm. And basically all of his rivals now know that Lelouch is Zero.
Yeah, like he doesn't give a fuck anymore.
He's like, yeah, Zero is now just for the public, but for everyone he's actually fighting, they all know who it is.
Because the thing with killing Shirley is that now he has no major ties back to the school.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't, like, he has that one jokey kid, but he's just kind of in the group.
Yeah.
Right? Nina's a fucking crazy mad scientist.
Yeah.
Millie became a meteorologist, because why not? And Shirley's dead.
Yeah.
So.
And Suzaku already knows.
And Suzaku-kun already knows. So who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Right? So there's... Unless he wants to cancel the girl who's writing shit on the wall.
Nah,
fuck that. I like to believe when Orange tested his little thing, she was there.
I don't.
I think she's free.
I think she was back at the school putting the marker down.
I think she's free. But yeah, like that's a good story element.
Yeah.
Of like unless they pull something out of their ass, which the show does all the time.
Yeah.
I see no reason why we have to go back to the school now.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like from this point on, it's going to be politics, politics, politics.
There may be a reason why they go back. I can't remember.
But is there a reason to have a joke episode again?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Like, I think that, yeah. Because I think without Shirley or Millie, it just...
Like, I'm sure some sort of, like, maybe the final showdown happens at the school. The place where he started it all.
Maybe.
And he's thinking back about all the things he's lost. And is it worth it? Was it worth it to be the King of Britannia? And then just as you think he's about to, like, have a turn of conscience, he's going to be like, no, I am Lelouch. I am the king.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, I feel like that's where this is leading.
Could be, yeah. And, yeah. But the end of the episode, as V2 is basically crawling around on his... last legs.
Yeah.
Saying. C2 blows up a monorail.
Yes.
And Lelouch
blows
like,
up the last of the
yeah.
the people who can like make people who have EOS.
Yeah. Lelouch comes across V2 and he sees the door has opened.
Yes.
I forget what the place is called, but anyways.
Sky Heaven? I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Somehow Lelouch gets teleported out of his mech, but with his mech.
Yes.
Into like
fucking Sky Kingdom.
Yeah, where the fuck this is. He's, and his dad is there.
Hanging out with Kid Icarus.
Yeah, and King Charles is like, ooh, it's time for you to learn or something.
Yeah,
like
it's time for retribution.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. He's like, and Lelouch is like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. How did he do that?
Yeah.
How did he teleport me outside of my mech, but my mech's also here? Where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
I'm just in the sky.
Why don't those, why are no physics in play here? Like, how come everything's floating?
Yeah.
Like, and that's where the episode ends.
I want to see what King Charles's power is, man.
Okay.
It's got to be some bullshit.
Well, he used it once already.
But I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know exactly what it does. Like, it gave him visions, right? Like.
Yeah, but he used it on Lelouch.
The teleport?
No.
When was this?
He overwrote Lelouch's memories.
Oh, yeah. But how does that make him teleport?
Like, he implanted memory.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how... Okay, we're just going to have to watch it. We're 10 episodes away from the end.
True, true.
And right now, this is pretty much the home stretch. Okay. Like, it just gets crazier and crazier from here.
All right.
There's going to be some robo battles and shit.
I'm down.
But, yeah, no.
Nuclear arms, literally.
There could be. Well, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's Code Geass.
I gotta get used to it again. Like, again, when he pulled out that fucking...
Socrodite
sonar jammer EMP, I'm just like, that's some bullshit.
He pulls out a lot of bullshit.
But then but that's the thing. But I've taken such a break from the show that I'm used to not bullshit.
Yeah.
So I gotta come back to it and just, like, put myself in the Lelouch frame of mind of, like, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything can happen, right up to the ending.
Damn.
So just right bear that...
the credits.
Until after the credits.
Oh my God.
Just be prepared. So yeah, if you are still listening along, Code Geass, at this point, I want to know if you guys actually just finished the show without us, or if you're still sticking along. So let us know.
Yeah, let us know. That's anime, baby.
Yeah, we'll see you next week with episodes 15 and 16.
Oh man, we're almost there. All right, see you later.
Bye.